How is it there?
So I'm with Timothy Benjamin Schlesser.
Schlesser, that's
Fleshwish
right.
is the short film. It's 4 minutes. You're in the UK. I am in Toronto. Where about? You're in London?
No, you're in London. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so in East London, in the city, basically. Yeah.
So tell us about those. So Fleshwish is a 4 minute kind of experimental music video with a little animation. There's a lot going on in 4 minutes. So how would you describe this film? Like how would you characterize it if you can?
Well, I mean, it's a difficult one. It's essentially trying to kind of mix highbrow and lowbrow. We've got sort of a body horror exploitation thing with some sort of Stan Brakhage kind of montage kind of stuff. And just, I'm not really a fan of the middle brow. I find it, it's a little bit boring. I think, the extremes are where the fun stuff happens. So it's just trying to do a bit of both, really.
Well, you definitely did that with this film. Is this all you? Like everything was edited and kind of like you found the images?
Yeah, so I mean, so the music as well. So the music is my band, Joe Talanoid, and my bandmate. There's two of us. He helped me with a little. He ran a few prompts through an AI thing on his computer to generate a few images for me. But other than that, yes, it was all me working endlessly at my laptop, having a nervous breakdown for several months.
So this is your song then? This is from your band?
Yeah. So actually that particular track taught me actually. So yeah, I mean that was kind of the driver in a way. So I had this track and I wanted to do something visually for it, and then just started sort of experimenting, and it grew into a huge piece of work that ended up me because it took so long to make the film. Basically, I kept having to put the album release back until the film was ready. But yeah, so that's how it happened.
So this has got like 8 millimeter, 35 millimeter Polaroid AI images. Like you kind of threw everything into the kettle.
Yeah, and even with the AI stuff, I mean, it's all there's nothing is nothing in it is straight out of the box. I've discovered it's my first dabbling with it, and it was sort of doing it almost in a know your enemy kind of way, because I was very resentful and fearful of AI, and so I just wanted to see what it could do. And I was relieved at first to discover how bad it is actually doing anything you want it to do. And so the stuff it was giving me was generally pretty awful, but then I would take everything into After Effects and rework everything extensively, and a very, very tired old laptop. So I couldn't even play back what I was doing a lot of the time. I had to render things off to check if it worked. It could take 45 minutes to render a 3 second shot, and then I'd look at it and go, oh no, that didn't work at all, and go back. It's kind of like, when they were making Tron in 1982, and they couldn't look at what they were doing till after it was done. So it was a laborious process, yeah. And there's 8 mil, like you say. There's some of my own 8 mil stuff. There's some old family photos in there. There's all sorts of stuff. There's film noise that I've shot on my Super 8 cameras and stuff. Like, yeah, I kind of threw everything, including the kitchen sink.
Is this the
In
first
fact, there is a
time?
kitchen sink in there, so.
Yeah, really. Literally, yeah.
Yeah,
But this is the, it says on Phil Frubia, this is your first film. Is this like your first time ever experimenting with this?
yes, and then, well, I mean, I work as an editor, making a lot of, TV stuff and branded content and things like that. Just not particularly exciting stuff, but it's what I do to earn a living. But in terms of my own projects, I've got loads of sort of like half started, half finished, semi-abandoned projects and so on. And this is the first one where I was just, no, I'm going to see this all the way through and made myself get through to the end of it and actually have a piece of work of my own that was no one else's and is almost entirely me, as I said, even down to the music.
So why was it this film that you wanted to finish, like really get it all done?
First of all, because I'd sort of decided that I wasn't going to release the music till the film was done, so it was giving me a reason to finish it. And secondly, I just wanted to, I felt I just wanted to get something I could just show in front of my sort of peers and friends and make them think, how the hell did he do that? And then on top of that, it was achievable, I felt, because it was short and because it was experimental and because I could evolve my approach as I was going. I just felt it was something I could actually see all the way through. Whereas before, I've kind of hit roadblocks like, well, now this bit, I'm going to have to, if I really want to do that, it's going to cost me thousands of pounds. I'm going to have to take this amount of time to do and so on. Whereas this, I could do all of this myself at the computer. It took a long time, but I could do it all and I could sense it was achievable. So that's why this one got finished.
So okay, so the like you got the music of obviously already, right? So you know it's going to be
Yeah.
like three th 4 minute film.
Well, no, I mean, the thing is, the original track is a lot longer. It's about 5 and a bit minutes. But I just realized I was never going to get the film done if I did that. So I just started cutting the track down so I could finish the film. So yeah. But yes,
So
I
okay, so
knew.
then, but then tell us about like, did you like kind of like have a mood board? Did you storyboard things? Like, how did you kind
No,
of?
so I had this loose structure. So it's broken into these sort of chapter titles, which are influenced as well by the other tracks from the little mini album that it comes from. I had a sort of loose narrative framework. And so I broke it into those little bits, and I knew the key moments of the track where I had to hit this bit at this point of the track. So all the stuff, all the lovely demonic red stuff with the weird mutating flesh, all that, I knew that wasn't going to come until a certain passage of music came in. So then I had to kind of work backwards from there as to what was going to come before it and then what was going to come after it. And it was a process, it was an evolution, really. You know, it's a lot of trial and error until I sort of decided how it was going to be. And then as it went on, I just realized more and more I could just suggest a little bit more of a narrative shape here and there. It's there if you want to see it, and if you don't want to see it, you don't need to worry about a story. But there is a kind of a structure there, which I was very helpful, because otherwise it would have just been an endless task of putting stuff on screen and never knowing when it was done, you know.
Exactly. Well, there is a structure, right? Like it
Yeah.
starts with like the kind of typical like 70s, 80s suburban,
Yeah.
right? And it's look, things look okay, and then you're kind of throwing these images at it, and then things just get
Yeah,
bloody and
just kind of
everybody in the
build in
house is.
extremity as it goes on. Yeah, and then at the end of the track, when I had this sort of Mike Garson-esque Music Concrete bit where I was just hammering piano keys, and I just knew at that point it had to become really chaotic. So I had to find a new level to take everything up to. And there was a lot of, I mean, it's a huge amount of editing work.
Yeah, and then there's a new every second there's a new shot, right? There's a new frame, and some of it's so
Yeah.
fast, and but then it's gory. Like it's scary, this film. Like you watch it over and over again. And did it hurt? Like, what about your psyche making this? Like with all the blood and from the floor and the murder, like was it good for your psyki?
Did none of that, to be honest, none of that really bothered me, because I'm making it, so it's, you know, it's, I know how I'm making it, and I'm not convinced. But I mean, if anything, I'm very pleased to hear you say that it is effective, because for me, I don't know if it's effective because I'm kind of immune to it. But the hardest thing was really just when you do that kind of a lot of very, very fast editing, you can kind of lose yourself and start thinking, is this working, or am I just, is this just going to be like watching the television with the radio on? Is there any conversation between the music and the images? And so at various stages, I'd sort of show work in progress cuts to my bandmate and just say, does this work? And he was always very enthusiastic, and that really helped. But that was the hardest thing, really, was just, am I just making a mess here, or am I making something which works?
So at like the 130, 145 mark, you kind of keep the camera on, like, how would you describe these like decomposed humans, I
Yeah,
guess?
they're kind of, but they're sort of like, I suppose the idea is that it's almost like a Lovecraftian going into a sort of another realm, where they're almost some sort of like old Lovecraftian kind of god demon flesh beings that kind of morph and melt into one another. And yeah, at that point, because there'd been so much kind of frenetic cutting and distortion and so on in the build up to that, that's when I felt it really suddenly had to slow down, and you had to kind of enjoy these images a bit. And then again, picking up again, like I say, at the end when the piano, kind of crazy piano, comes in. But it was a pacing decision as much as anything else. But also, that's the bit I kind of started with and worked backwards. They were the first images I had, and I knew when I wanted them to come in. So that section was kind of there first, and I had to kind of work backwards and build the sort of the build up to it, and create the sort of, you want a bit of tension, because that's almost like a payoff. So you kind of, you need to build the tension before you have the payoff, and then I want to ratchet the tension up again at the end. So I might call that the relaxed section. Obviously, it's the most disgusting section, probably in the middle, but and from an editing perspective, it's the most relaxed section.
So how do you create those bodies? Those like how did you create that?
Oh, well, quite a lot of that just came from one image. So originally, when we were just trying to come up with artwork for the album, my bandmate had just run a few prompts through an AI thing he had, and it came up with some interesting images. And I took one of those, put it into another AI platform, and just asked it to create some movement. And it was pretty rubbish. I mean, the whole thing was over in like 4 seconds. It was very messy. But I took that, and then I slowed it down to 10% of the size, the sort of the speed, sorry, 10% of the speed, and punched in and reframed various different elements of it, distorted it, added loads of filters and effects and After Effects and all sorts of things to it. And I probably got about 10 shots out of that 1 4-second clip just by manipulating them heavily within After Effects and adding sort of, it's almost like, it's not quite like blood splatters, all these little kind of stains on the camera lens and stuff, which I would add to distort and to hide things so you wouldn't necessarily realize you're looking at the same thing again. All sorts of different tricks, basically, just to eke out as much as I could out of a tiny bit. Because, as I say, I discovered that the AI platforms are really like, if you've got something specific in mind, you're never going to get it, especially if it's interesting. You basically got to work with what they give you and then try to change it into something else and try to trick the AI platforms into giving you something that they don't want to give you as well. Like, you couldn't put blood in as a prompt, for example. So I'd have to say, the floor is covered in red water, and then try and work from there and see if it would give me something. And often it would look terrible and I'd have to rework a lot. And the grain, one of the heaviest things in After Effects was, so every shot, there's like, I think 40 or 50 layers in After Effects. And at least 20 of those are my bespoke kind of grain filter, where I combined lots of different bits of grain that I had and lots of different bits of film noise that I had, and then flickering effects and vignettes and distortion and blurs and all sorts to try and make it look authentic. And that was, a huge amount of work.
Would you use it again, like the AI software, to make another video?
Well, yeah, so I did experiment a bit. So we had another thing where we had another sort of this sort of drone album that we made, and I had this whole thing which I made these little tiny videos, little promo videos for it, which I used some AI, and instead I went in a sort of VHS direction rather than a degraded film. So I'd, try another way of distorting it. And there's some nice things, but it was to try to get it to tell us actual story, it's not, I don't think it's good enough, and I wouldn't really want to do it that way. It's good for experimental things. So it definitely has its place, and I would use it as a tool, definitely. But it's not, I don't think I could make a career out of it, put it that way.
Yeah. Well, this is pretty cool. Like, this is like, so what motivated you? 'Cause you did it for the music video. What motivated you to submit to festivals like ours? Like, what was your motivation to get it out there like that?
Honestly, I showed it to a friend and colleague of mine who's a director, and he was just like, "This is great. You should send this to festivals." I was like,
Yeah.
"Really?" He's like, "Yeah." So I thought, "Okay, I'll give it a go." So I signed up on Film Freeway, sent it to a few last summer, and then it got accepted quite a few, did quite well, won a few awards, and then I thought, "Oh, that's quite nice." And then I kind of sat on it for a while, and I thought, "Oh, hang on, there's probably more life in this thing yet." So again, a few months ago, I thought, "Well, I'll just send it to a few more and see if there's any takers." And I'm very, very pleased that you took it and liked it. I'm very honored about that. And it does encourage me to want to do more. It's just the problem is, time is the problem always in life,
Yeah. Well, like I'm looking at your awards. It's like it's a no-brainer for any kind of gore or horror festival. Like, this is a perfect film to program, because it's different from the other horror films, but then it's there's style and there's substance here, right? Like, it's there, like I said, like with the experimental films, it's there's gotta be emotion, there's gotta be a story in it, right? And even if you don't understand it, like, kind of consciously when you're watching it, like I can break down your film now, but when I first watched it, it was kind of like a scary home, right? And for me, right? And that's what made it, so it's got emotion. That's basically what I'm trying to say.
I think that's the key thing is, like, I mean, I like a lot of sort of hardcore experimental cinema. Like I say, it's Dan Brakhage, Ignatiy Derynck, and so on, but also the sort of mainstream narrative experimental filmmaker, whether it's David Lynch or Andrzej Tarkovsky. And I think the key is, if you have an emotional reaction or emotional response, then that's great. It doesn't matter what your interpretation of it or what the director's intention was.
Yeah.
Tarkovsky said it's not for me to tell people what my films are about, it's for them to explore what it's about. And I think if something makes it some kind of emotional sense to you, then that's the key thing, I think. And that's why I really like, and what I was trying to do is to be suggest and evoke rather than display or explain. I think questions are more interesting than answers, and I think if you evoke something that can't be quite put into words, it's very powerful. That kind of like dreamlike or nightmare-like kind of texture, where I think a good film is something which could never be a novel or could never be a play or could never be anything else. It could only be a film, and a film can evoke through the combination of editing and imagery and sound and so on. It can evoke these kind of dream states better than anything else.
Yeah, 100%. So tell us about your band.
Okay, so yeah, we're called Dread Phalanoid. Phalanoid is Phallanoid. We've done, I'm trying to work out, I think it's 8 albums. We sell them through Bandcamp on cassette, and you can get them digitally as well. And yeah, we've done all, it's all electronic, but some of it's been sort of like imaginary soundtracks. This one was sort of like a gothic horror kind of thing. We did a strange sort of like 1980s workout tape. We've done ambient drones inspired by the local folklore of where we grew up. I mean, all sorts of different things, really. But all basically just the two of us with a bunch of synthesizers and sort of old bits and pieces. And yeah, it's just a hobby, really. But something we really enjoy. And we always try to do a little bit more as well. So I did the film for this one. Our first album, I did a little, wrote a little novella that came with that. There's been some other videos and written pieces, or there were some collectible cards with one of them. You know, we just try to make a fun little package to just express ourselves, really.
And
Because
how
we're
many
both
people are in the
media,
band?
just two of us, and we're both kind of, you know, media professionals. But the day job is just doing the kind of corporate stuff. It's not creatively satisfying. So we have all this sort of like pent up creativity in us that we need
Yeah.
to get out, you know.
That's really cool. And then you wanted to make the video, like, so you're going to make more videos, I guess, of your work.
So I mean, we did like I've done so for a previous album, we did a bunch of like six sort of like 30-second videos, and there was like I think three little 1 minute videos I made for the last one. But I'd like to do something again more substantial than even Flesh Wish. It's just trying to work out how and why, and you know, it's got to make sense, and it's got to be something that you know I'm driven to do because I want to do it rather than just ticking a box.
Yeah, would you did you ever consider doing like a an album, kind of like a full-fledged like feature album of your work?
Oh, yeah, maybe. I mean, there's lots of things. I mean, we have quite a few ambitions and lots of things on the go. The big problem is just, as I say, it's just time. You
Time,
know,
yeah.
both myself and my bandmate, we both, you know, have families and day
Sure.
jobs, and it's just trying to work things in. And I was quite fortunate in a way, so because I worked freelance, and the industry over here, the media industry, is in a terrible state, and there was no work basically last year, which meant I had a lot of time on my hands, which is why I was able to do Flesh Wish. So, you know, if there's another industry downturn, you can expect another film.
So what's your day job?
So I'm a video editor,
Oh,
and
that
I
makes
do all sorts
sense.
of stuff.
Yeah,
Yeah,
okay.
so I mean, Flesh Wish is very much an editor's film. You know, it's kind of driven
Yeah.
by the editing. But yeah, I mean, a lot, I mean, I work. I mean, working at the moment, some branded content and advertising stuff at CNN and places like that, and it's fine, but it's not, you know, it's not what we want to do or want to
Sure.
express.
Yeah. But it's still you're using the tools of
Absolutely,
yeah.
yeah, absolutely, and that's another reason I say another driver for doing this, because I work with a lot of people doing the same thing, and I just wanted to make something that would kind of surprise and confound my friends and peers and make them think, how did you do that? And it worked, you know. I had a lot of people going, how did you do that? Like, oh, I'm not telling you. I can't give away my secrets, and you'll all be doing it.
Gotcha. Well, that's really cool. And so then you're doing this on the side, the music, and then and of course you want to work on your own projects. That would be ideal, I guess, right?
I mean, the thing is, I've got this, it's probably like a 45 minute sort of experimental narrative short that I spent, God, over 10 years writing, and I think the finished final draft was 8 years ago. But to actually produce it would involve, I mean, it would cost thousands of pounds, and I can't pay for it myself, and I can't see how anyone else would fund it. So we turned that into an album, and I just made some little videos to go with it. But it's not gone away from me yet. I'm still trying to see how much that I could make using the little AI trickery, and then combined with some stuff I've already shot. I've shot a bunch of 8 mil stuff for it already over the years, but it's just kind of maybe retrofitting the idea to fit what I've shot rather than trying to shoot what I've written, if you see what I mean. But that's still burning away and eating at the back of my mind. That's been with me for a long time, that idea now.
Well,
So
that's what I was asking about, like the album, right? Like it's like a throwback. People are doing them now, where like they're it's like we come we always go full circle with creativity, right? Where instead of singles, people are going to make these anthology albums of their work, like Pink Floyd The Wall kind of thing, right? So
Totally. Yeah. And the thing I think also there's throughout almost all the stuff we do musically, there's always a kind of, and what I bring to it is a kind of narrative idea, because I'm a, as an editor and a frustrated filmmaker, I'm always trying to basically tell a story through everything. So I always kind of impose a narrative on things, which is it's fun to do, you know?
Yeah, 100%. Well, that's pretty cool. And of course, yeah, like it's all about time and money, right? Good, cheap, and fast.
Yeah,
You gotta.
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I mean, talk. I mean, I actually had to. I didn't want to conceal this from the tax man because I think the actual physical cost of making Fleshwish for me was probably about $50. You know, because I just did it all on my own time and my own equipment and stuff like that. So that is obviously incredibly dirt cheap filmmaking. But it's nice to be able to work with actual stuff you've shot rather than having to kind of make it all up in post, which is
Yeah.
exhausting.
So you, yeah, like you said, you shot an 8mm. Is there even processing? There's places that process 8mm still?
Yeah, not in the UK, so I have to send everything to Germany
That's
to
crazy.
get it processed and telecined. Yeah, there used to be a place in central London, but they went out of business during the pandemic, I think.
Yeah.
And I think even they, I think they might have even sent it off to Germany for some stuff. I'm not sure, but they did the telecine, I think, there. But yeah, I mean, it's hard. There's only a few places to buy the film as well. I mean, and this is both Super 8 and Standard 8, which I've got cameras for both, but they're also, my cameras are all slightly broken as well. But that does mean you get some interesting film fogging effects, which I try to use a little bit in Fleshwish. But
Yeah, I'm
it's nice. I mean,
finding
I love the analog, but it's so expensive.
I love 8mm, right? And
Yeah, it's
I'm
amazing.
finding that they're selling them at flea markets, well, at least in Canada, right? Like
Oh yeah, the cameras, yeah.
yeah.
But the
All right,
problem is
so
whether or not they work. Because that's the thing is, I've bought some cheap cameras before, but then discovered, you know, I've maybe bought a camera for say, from let's say $70, but then to actually then take it somewhere to get it fixed to work properly cost like 150. So
sure,
it was a
yeah.
false economy.
There's always somebody out there, right? Who knows who can do it, right? So,
Yeah, absolutely.
okay, so before we leave you on the blog interview that you wrote down, we asked everybody what film they watched the most times in their life.
Yeah.
Remember what you said?
RoboCop.
RoboCop. Wow. Okay,
Yeah.
that's my generation. I'm assuming we're both in our 40s.
Yeah.
So why RoboCop? That's part of your childhood?
Yeah, so it was when it came out on VHS and I would have been 10 or 11 and, you know, my dad had to watch it first to just make sure it wasn't completely unsuitable, and it is very unsuitable, but he would warn me before, you know, certainly
Sure.
to get me a custom, but, you know, I'd watch them anyway. I just became obsessed with it as a child, and I've owned it on so many formats. You know, I've owned it on first release VHS, then Letterboxd VHS, then DVD, then Blu-ray, now, you know, UHD, and it's just a film I can go back to endlessly. And like I say, if he put it on, I could probably quote along with every line of dialogue. And my bandmate is similarly obsessed with it as well. I don't know, it's the perfect mixture of humor, gore, pathos, darkness, excitement. You know, it's just got it all. I absolutely love it.
It's definitely an 80s movie, right? It defines the
Yeah,
80s place.
absolutely. I mean, I forgot they did that remake of it. I keep forgetting they made a remake of it like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I've never bothered watching it, to be honest. It's just
Not the
like,
same.
no,
Yeah.
don't touch it, you
Yeah.
know, please.
Yeah, exactly. Well, man, I wish you the best of luck. I think this is a great movie. You can see that it's getting in all the horror festivals. It gets all experimental
Thank you.
horror. Whatever you can submit to any festival, you'll get accepted because it's that great. There's so much creativity in this film, and I love the idea of mixing film stocks and images, and like that's that, you know what I mean? Like even going to AI and just like getting it all done. It's great. It's terrific. It's
Thank
how it
you.
should be done.
Thank you. I wouldn't describe it as an enjoyable process. It was pretty torturous, but I'm very happy now that it's done and people can watch it and like it.
All right, on that note, let's talk again when you make your next film.
Thank you very much.